Another powerful message, again, that we should be able to reconsider why we are here. It's because we have a little seed of faith. To trust in God, to allow the grace move into our lives, seeing the goodness in us and also for others so that we can be a better version of ourselves and coming to acknowledge the difference and giving ourselves opportunity that I choose peace and I choose love because that is my faith and that is my hopeful. Faith alive in the lives of the faithful. We are many, we are different, coming from different understanding, and we are here to offer what is sincere and what is desired. Some are less burdened, some are joyful, some are really painful. No matter what it will be, all answered in one grace, that is our faith in God. Soothing that in our own self-calmness, we believe that God ready to help us and God ready to open the door of many possibilities so that we can rise up again and that great blessing becomes a means of being called to be Christians in word and act because the great mission for a true Christians is to bless each other, to give hope, and to be a giver of joy. Understanding the grace of faith, it's not so easy because all of us coming from different life experience and how we handle it carefully. And it's so a shame to tell other people where are we coming from because we don't know what the people is listening or judging behind us because we are human. We are too weak, strong in fleshy desire, but weak in our faith. That's why in the gospel of today, we pray, increase our faith. Faith sustainable, that we understanding that only in God's way, we know He has to make the way. What we need to do is humbling enough and trust in God's mercy that He has the way. Brothers and sisters, we all do experience in different ways how the living grace of faith gives us full hope and 100% turning back to the Father, that no matter what, O Lord, I still keep following your footsteps. That even though it's so hard to understand what does it mean to me, I know, Lord, you are the answer. And once we are on that bottom, we know and we are rising up again. That's how we feel, why we want to hear the word of God once again, because there is a living inspiration, the right guidance, and also feeding our mindset with good thoughts that we have nothing to fear because God sent us the spirit not of cowardice, and that is fear, but God sent us self-discipline, understanding, and that is hope. Hope in God will alleviate us to follow and be strong in our faith. We all have living experience. We all manifest that God works mysteriously in His own power that sometimes we don't understand. But the good news is that God answered. How do we know that it's God's answered? So much peaceful in our heart. We cry out to the Father too hard. But at the end of the day, we know that there is an answer. And I experienced that just in a way. I asked God, miracle. Only 30 minutes left, a miracle to make it happen. And God did. What I did, humbling enough in God, kneeling in front of Him, it's in your hands, Lord. I didn't see myself as a sinner. I see that I need God at that moment. And He answered. Because Christians in real life have undergo so many challenges as part of growing and maturing, learning and understanding, deepening and focusing. But how can we face the challenge without losing our faith? Struggle is real. Prayer life suffers. Problems arise. Body aches. Mentality and psychologically distorted. And sometimes there is no way to commit to pray and trust. And we ended hopeless. Fear attacks and lead us to be more anxious and unease. I experienced that on the last minute. But God answered good in the last minute. And I pray and thank God. It's because wonderful God's answer is powerful that we could be able to work again in His mission and ministry, to become the living voice of others. Though we are many, many of us struggling in this in different way, no matter what it will be, I guarantee you, come back to the Father, knelt down and humbling enough, trust in His care. And that is the living grace that we could be able to see that the true faith in God sustains and nourishes. If challenges in life is so big, we need to take a time to step back and breathe. Means we cannot carry any other solutions. Just our surrender and humbleness to the Father and allow Him to work in His mysterious way. Think and pray that all things make it possible and make a room in our heart, a place where the Spirit can dwell. So we can be at peace again. And the real truth is that God is the answer and is making the way to help us. In return, God wants us to trust and have faith in Him. Faith nourishes one's soul. It helps our way to understand the battle between good and evil. Faith is God's gift, and we are called to live out our faith. Little seed of faith can change the heart of the faithful. Especially when you undergo the difficulties and there's no hope and there's no answer. Believe me, believe in God. Many of us experience how powerful God answered in His own time and His own will. And living our faith will help us to understand the joy of giving, keeping the faith, and gives hope. Ensuring the faith builds up trust and confidence in God alone. In other words, Lord, I have nothing. I have nothing, just only You in me. All what I have comes from You. All I have desired is for You. Make me an instrument of peace so that I can be the voice and living light of Christ for others. Not because I'm worthy, Lord, but because You are in me. You make me worthy because of the grace You empowered me. The sacrament that I received, Christ in the Eucharist, that You welcomed and invited me just to be who You are, just to be me, and allow the Spirit moving into our being. And doing the faith comforts one another. This means that faith that is deep-rooted can make all things possible because God cares. Every word of God reminds us that God's Spirit is a gift, because it is the Word of God that heals our woundedness. It is the Word of God that heals our infirmities, our brokenness. It's also the same Word of God to uplift our spirit. Just one Word of God, enough for us to go back and return to His graciousness. That, Lord, You are God of love and possible. Because the Spirit that You've given to us, help us to make things right so we can be a better loving and caring person, neither to become a better version of ourselves, so that what we are celebrating is not a waste of time, but empowering, Lord, that this is the day that I receive grace of salvation that comes from You, that what is my mind and what is in my heart focusing, that You call me to share what I receive graces from You, so that those people who are still hopeless will receive hope. Those who are blind, those who are ill, can receive the eyesight of God and healing, because through You, through us, we become the living grace of God, understanding that it is God whom we love and whom we are asking for to be with us. We hold the treasure, not gold, but the gift of faith. It is good to ask and pray, increase our faith. Go and live the faith. Believe and you will live. Live and be inspired. For God said, at the end of the difficulties and the road of the uncertainty, He will speak to us saying, be still and know that I am God. Let us profess our faith.